So here we are back for the afternoon, and I'm sure that so far for all of you, this day has had its ups and downs and its highs and lows. That's pretty much how it is typically. And it might be that right now is a challenging time for you. Maybe as we return from our lunch break, you're feeling a little restless. Maybe you're feeling a little sleepy. Maybe at this point you're starting to worry about all the things you need to do when our day long is over and starting to feel a bit of resistance to spending the afternoon as well as the morning here doing meditation practice. So you're thinking, do I really want to stay here for the rest of the day? And it's also possible that you've had some challenges this morning. Maybe as Dane was referring to in his guided meditation, some difficult things have come up. Some things that you maybe prefer not to see, you're seeing more clearly. Difficult memories, difficult habits. Maybe things aren't going the way you hoped that they would today. Maybe you thought that you would feel blissful and peaceful, but all you feel is discontented and irritated and restless. Well, if you're feeling any of those kinds of things, you can be assured that you're not alone. You are definitely not alone. All of those things inevitably do happen, and they happen to everybody. No matter how long you've been practicing, maybe if you're an arhat, maybe not, but for the rest of us, they definitely happen. And for those of you who've been going to our Sunday or Monday sits and working with the ox herding pictures, you might remember that our picture for this month is the fourth picture where the ox herder captures the ox and now is trying to do something to keep it under control, but things are just really not going as expected. The ox is pretty resistant. It's running here, it's running there, into the grassy fields, up to the ravines, and up to the mountains all over the place, and giving the ox herder a really, really terrible time. And maybe that's some of the way that you are feeling right now with your own mind. And certainly most of us have felt that way. Maybe at some time during this day, if not this day, yesterday, or in the morning before we started our day long. We all have these kinds of feelings. And often, our first reaction when we have these kinds of experiences, you know, during our meditation practice or when we're trying to cultivate more wholesome states of mind like the paramis, is to dig in our heels and try harder and to apply more of the resolve and energy we talked about this morning. Although not necessarily the gentle energy that Sue's talked about, more the sort of instinctive energy of like grit our teeth, get in there, I'm going to do this, that kind of energy. Or maybe we feel discouraged. We get mired down in self-blame or doubt. We think we just aren't any good at this. We think we're doing something wrong, that the practice isn't working for us. Or maybe we blame the teachers, the talks aren't inspiring, maybe the format of the day long isn't quite right, or we blame all the problems and distractions that are going on in our daily life that keep us from really settling in and make this, you know, just not such a good time to be doing a day long like this. But generally, those kind of reactions don't really help very much. And sometimes more persistence and more effort definitely are needed. Sometimes that's really true. But often it's just as likely that we've been putting in quite a bit of effort. And it isn't so much effort that we need. It isn't, definitely is not doubt and self-blame that we need. We know those aren't helpful. So maybe we need to shift our perspective a little bit, take a different attitude, and instead of bearing down with more discipline, offer ourselves some patience and some loving kindness. One of the things that it's important to recognize is that meeting up with that wild ox of a mind that we have and struggling with it, this is a completely normal and even necessary part of the practice. And we can't really understand what clinging and craving are unless we experience them. We can't understand what suffering is unless we feel it ourselves. And like Susan was talking about, you know, we often understand the paramis when we feel the pinch of the opposite. So when these difficult aspects of our minds and bodies come up, you know, the hindrances, the aches and pains, we do need to know that this isn't necessarily because we're doing something wrong. It's because this is just the nature of being a human being with this human body and this human mind. So how do we respond? Instead of self-blame, we offer loving kindness. We offer ourselves compassion. We recognize that, yes, things are hard right now. We don't like what we're seeing. We don't like what we're experiencing. But we can remind ourselves, too, that these conditions we're in right now, they also will change. You know, it's inevitable that we'll experience both the painful and the present. And this difficult state of mind, you know, maybe 10 minutes from now, it'll be gone. Something else will have replaced it. So we can ask ourselves when this is going on, where can I feel patience in this morning, in this moment? Where can I find patience? Can I have the patience to just be with this unpleasant feeling, this unpleasant mind state? Just experience it, what it feels like in the body. Let it just rise and pass in its own way. And it's also really important to recognize that when we think about these habit patterns and instinctive responses we have, even though they may not be serving us that well, there's a lot of momentum behind them. And we really can't expect them to change overnight. I was listening not too long ago to a talk by Guy Armstrong, and he was talking about how we could think of all of our tendencies and habits and personality traits like a river that's flowing along. And maybe it might be a river that has a lot of silt and garbage and pollutants in it. You know, that's not a very pleasant image, but we might think about that. And then when we start to practice, it's like this new tributary comes into this river. A tributary that we might think of, a new, beautiful, clear tributary that's adding new habits of mind, new understandings, new tendencies, you know, really changing the mix and sort of diluting all of these earlier habits and tendencies that maybe were not so helpful. So, you know, they're not such a stronghold anymore. But, you know, if there's a river that's flowing along and it's not such a pristine river, even if a clear and beautiful tributary comes in, it's not going to clear up the whole river immediately. It takes some time. It takes patience. And also when we find ourselves in difficulty, we can ask ourselves where we can find kindness in this moment. It's said that nobody deserves loving kindness more than ourselves. And I find that that's just really a heart-touching realization. I mean, for us in our culture, it can be so hard to believe, so hard to believe. And yet it's true that we too are worthy of kindness. And we need to be willing to offer ourselves that kindness as best we can. And as we begin to accept and understand that we're deserving of kindness, we also begin to understand that just as we deserve kindness, all beings deserve it. And so as we begin to offer kindness to ourselves, you know, of all of our struggles with our habits of mind and our tendencies and our actions that maybe are not quite so skillful, we can begin to realize that we can offer that same kindness toward others and that patience toward others too. And we begin to realize that all of the frustrations that we're going through, everybody else here is also going through. And maybe we're not all experiencing the same things at the same moment and the same problems at the same moment and the same pain at the same moment. But at some time, we're all experiencing these difficulties. So maybe we can offer kindness and patience to each other. Kindness and patience with that person who somehow forgot to mute themselves and their cell phone goes off or there's some weird noise in the background that we start hearing when we're trying to have this quiet meditation. Or with that person who maybe turns off their video when we think they ought to be showing their face and participating more fully, or the person that doesn't turn off their video and leaves it on when they're getting up and, you know, combing their hair or drinking their cup of coffee or going here and there in their home, and you're like, oh, they ought to turn that off so they don't distract us. Or the person maybe who forgets to unmute themselves and starts talking even though we can't hear anything. Or the person who we feel like is talking too much. Or the teachers that are not saying what we thought that they might say or what we need them to say in this particular moment. All of that. Maybe we can also offer kindness and patience to each other, because we're all having our struggles and frustrations and our dumb stuff we do and our flubs, all of us. We're kind of in this same boat together. We all have these same kinds of struggles, and we all need kindness and patience. And kindness and patience really are two of the paramis that are the most important in keeping us going when things get tough, when we find ourselves frustrated, suffering, in pain. You know, one of the things that's so important about this practice is that as we keep going with it, we realize that there's no way we can do this with all the things we have to see, we have to feel, we have to understand. There's no way we can do this without kindness, without patience. It's just not possible. So when we find ourselves suffering, offer kindness and patience. When we see others, also kindness and patience. And as this retreat continues, making sure to offer these qualities to yourselves. So with these kind of words and reflections, I'm going to turn the floor over to Dane, who will guide us in a meditation, bringing in these themes of patience and kindness.